This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasad with the news. The headlines first. Government decides to form a task force to look after the implementation of various directives issued for mitigating the risk of coronavirus. Ministry of Health and Population directs subordinate bodies to continue work even during public holidays. Nepal Police starts taking action against individuals involved in disseminating misleading information regarding coronavirus on social media. Police arrests a person on charge of posting misleading audio, and worldwide coronavirus-related death toll surges past 12,000. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the COVID-19 Prevention and Control Coordination Committee led by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence on Saturday decided to strictly address issues relating to the virus through joint efforts. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Yuvaraj Kathiwada informed the meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers took a decision to quarantine suspicious people and minimize infection risks. Security agencies, health ministry and other stakeholders would help in this regard. The high-level committee dwelt on developing action plan to implement the measures included in Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's address to the nation and monitor effectiveness of the implementation measures. The committee also discussed reassessing the risks of COVID-19 and keep high alert preventive measures. Home and health ministers would lead the process to quarantine suspicious people. Minister Kathiwada said public, private and government media houses would be mobilized to cooperate in fighting the infection. Likewise, all the international flights would be cancelled from today till April 1st. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed the medical and health workforce and officials under its subordination to be present at the offices during public holidays as well, and those who are deputed in the Kathmandu Valley not to leave the valley. Ministry's Undersecretary Pramod Simkara said the presence and mobilization of such workforce would be highly required for the arrangement in preventing the entry of COVID-19 in the country. A total of 18 offices functioning under the subordination of Ministry, including Department of Health Services, Department of Drug Administration, Department of Ayurveda and Alternative Medicine, Internal Administration Section, National Health Training Hospital, Bir Hospital, Sukaraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Control Hospital, National Trauma Center and National Public Health Lab are obliged to follow the instruction. The ministry has already dispatched a letter to the officers asking not to leave the offices. Undersecretary Simkara said Joint Secretary level employees, health workers and department chiefs had been told to present at the offices during public holidays and undersecretary and office level employees not to leave the valley. The government has already announced not to open offices except for essential services and to close the entire long road transport service beginning from Monday as precautionary measures against the COVID-19. The country's three security agencies have geared up the preparation to prevent the outbreak of the coronavirus with high alertness. Nepal Police spokesperson Deputy Inspector General Shailesh Thapa Chetri said the Nepal Police had trained over 13,000 workforce and placed them standby for taking necessary actions against the COVID-19. Similarly, the Armed Police Force APF is striving for expected results in the prevention of the virus outbreak. APF spokesperson Deputy Inspector General Praveen Kumar Srestha said it has prepared a workforce capable of being mobilized at any time to prevent the infection risk and take containment measures if the disease enters home. The Nepal Army has also given priority to the preparedness to the COVID-19. It has launched both joint and sole efforts for the prevention and control of the menace in the country. The Cyber Crime Bureau of Nepal Police has initiated investigation on a misleading audio clip which became viral on social networking sites of late. Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police Shailesh Thapa Chetri informed that investigation on the fake social networking sites posting regarding virus had begun and all the wrongdoers would be booked. The police had also asked people not to like, share, promote any kind of such messages. Meanwhile, the police arrested 20 years old old Bibek Thapa Magar on the charge of cybercrime of spreading rumors of having corona-infected people at Norvik Hospital and TU Teaching Hospital. Likewise, the Norvik Hospital has made it clear that there was no cases of coronavirus-related cases in the hospital. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai visited a medical checkup room set up at Trivuvan International Airport in view of the increased risk of COVID-19 infection. The help desk is meant for providing medical screening of any passengers landing at Trivuvan International Airport from several routes following the emergence of coronavirus in China and its global spread. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has postponed the distribution and renewal of the active membership or party until mid-April. The preparatory works of the 14th General Convention of the party has been halted in view of the COVID-19 pandemic and its possible menace in the country. The Far West state government has urged Nepalese not to visit India at least for a week as the spread of the global pandemic of the coronavirus accelerates. A meeting of the Coronavirus Control and Directive Committee chaired by Chief Minister Trilochan Bhatta held last night at the Office of Chief Minister and Council of Ministers urged people not to cross the Nepal-India border in the state at least 1 week. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
ए त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. State-owned government has decided to set up a 50-bed hospital along with 10-bed ventilator facility in partnership with the Nepal Army, the Armed Police Force and Nepal Police at the building of erstwhile National Trading Limited within a week. State-owned government has also decided to close all border crossings with India by urging the federal government to northern border crossings with China. Kimanthanka and Olang Chingola were closed for cross-border movements of locals since 19th January by China. The government said it holds its already circulated decision to ban bigger gathering all over the state. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. The worldwide death toll of coronavirus has rose to 12,000 with continental Europe as its epicenter. The Italian region of Lombardy has introduced stricter measures in a bid to tackle the spread of the coronavirus. Under the new rules announced late on Saturday, sport and physical activity outside, even individually, is banned. Using vending machines is forbidden. The move comes as Italy reported nearly 800 coronavirus deaths on Saturday and saw its toll for the past month reach 4,825, the highest in the world. Lombardy is the worst affected region in the country with 3,095 deaths. Spain's health ministry has reported a 32% spike in new deaths from COVID-19 with 1,326 confirmed deaths, the second highest in Europe after Italy. In a news conference on Saturday night, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez warned the worst is yet to come and that very difficult days lay ahead. The government has issued a lockdown for some 46 million people who are only allowed to leave their homes for essential work, food shopping, medical reasons or to walk the dog. Similarly, the death toll in Iran has also risen to 1,500. Britain on Saturday urged 1.5 million people identified by the National Health Service as being at higher risk of severe illness if they contract coronavirus to stay at home to protect themselves. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. However, their women's chances of becoming generally cloudy towards afternoon. Temporary thunder showers is possible at some places in the country towards afternoon. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Government decides to form a task force to look after the implementation of various directives issued for mitigating the risk of coronavirus. Ministry of Health and Population directs subordinate bodies to continue work even during public holidays. Nepal Police starts taking action against individuals involved in disseminating misleading information regarding coronavirus on social media. Police arrests a person on charge of posting misleading audio. And worldwide coronavirus-related death toll surges past 12,000. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.